KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies. It's breezy. We're at 64 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. There is a wind advisory in effect today from 3 p.m. until 3 a.m. on Tuesday, and that includes Crawford, or actually Cass, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, and Dallas counties. And from 11 a.m. today until 8 this evening for Monona, Harrison, Shelby, Pottawatomie, and Mills counties. Winds today expected to be 30 to 40 miles per hour with occasional gusts to around 50. So do be cautious if you're out driving and secure those lightweight items in your yard, including your Christmas decorations. Well, in the news, all the Democrats and one of the Republicans running for governor in 2018 will participate in a Tuesday evening forum to discuss Iowa's mental health system. Democratic candidate Nate Bolton, a state senator from Des Moines, has been calling for reopening the two state-run mental health institutes that former Governor Terry Branstad had closed.
When those facilities were shut down, the services were lost. They weren't replaced with anything. There was nothing new that came in to take care of those residents. We all know our state needs to be doing more, not less, for mental health care.
Cedar Rapids Mayor Ron Corbett is challenging Governor Kim Reynolds in the Republican primary next June. Corbett says a fragmented system was made worse when the decision to close the mental health institutes in southern Iowa was made.
And all that did was compress the system down. The state may have saved some money, but it just the patients didn't evaporate. They just got pushed down, and in many cases, on local property taxpayers.
Corbett says some state-run facility needs to provide up to 50 more beds for patients with acute mental illnesses. Corbett will attend Tuesday's forum. Governor Reynolds won't be there, but she's sending a short video that will be played for the crowd. Democratic candidate Fred Hubbell, a Des Moines businessman, took a tour of hospitals and jails around the state last month. Hubbell says emergency rooms and jails have become the last resort treatment option for mentally ill Iowans. Andy McGuire, a medical doctor who's seeking the Democratic Party's nomination, says police have become mental health providers.
You know, they take patients to jail and to emergency rooms, two of the most expensive and worst places for someone in crisis. Rather than preventing crisis with more upfront counseling, we need to prioritize and focus resources, and we need to destigmatize mental health. We need to love more and ignore less.
McGuire made her comments at a recent Democratic Party fundraiser. John Norris, another candidate who spoke at the same event, accused Governors Branstad and Reynolds of, quote, turning the heartland into the heartland of the heartless. Tuesday's discussion about the mental health system is sponsored by the Des Moines Register and Des Moines University. That'll begin at 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. The Creston Police Department says they received numerous reports of theft and or vandalism late last week into the weekend. Friday afternoon, a man reported a cell phone was stolen from a vehicle parked near his residence in the 1100 block of Pratt Street. The loss amounted to $80. The incident is believed to have occurred sometime between 7 p.m. Thursday and 12 a.m. on Friday. At around 9 a.m. Saturday, a man residing in the 500 block of North Oak Street in Creston reported that a rear tire on his vehicle was slashed while it was parked near his residence. The incident happened sometime overnight Friday into early Saturday morning. The loss there estimated at $100. A short time later on Saturday, a man living in the 600 block of North Maple Street in Creston reported to police that sometime between 10:30 p.m. on Friday and 9:30 a.m. Saturday, someone shot the window of his truck using a BB gun. The incident happened while the vehicle was parked in an alley near the home. The damage was estimated at $300. And Saturday night, a woman living in a 600 block of North Maple Street in Creston reported that a rock was thrown through her window at her residence. The damage happened at around 8:15 p.m., and the dollar amount was estimated at $100. Sunday evening, a man living in the 800 block of North Birch Street in Creston reported that his wallet had been stolen from 309 North Sycamore. The incident, which happened sometime between November 29th and December 3rd, resulted in the loss of just $20. And just after 6 a.m. today, a woman residing in the 400 block of North Oak Street in Creston reported that her solar yard light was broken. The incident happened over Sunday and early Monday morning. The loss there estimated at $40. A soy processing plant in Hutchinson, Kansas, has closed, costing 77 people their jobs. CHS announced on Friday that the Hutchinson plant was one of three it was closing as it moves out of soybean protein production. The others were located in Creston, Iowa, and its Innovation and Technology Center in Eagan, Minnesota. Spokeswoman Annette Dengen says that a total of 144 employees at the three locations will be affected. Hutchinson News reports eligible employees will be paid through January 30th and will be eligible for severance pay and outplacement assistance. The company had reported a net income of $127.9 million for the fiscal year ending August 31st, as compared to a net income of $424.2 million for fiscal year 2018. CHS Incorporated is a global agribusiness owned by farmers, ranchers, and cooperatives. A nearly century-old hot dog eatery in downtown Sioux City is closing. Coney Island owner Virginia Margis says that she's shutting down the business after 99 years only because of the death in May of her husband, Steve Margis. Greek immigrant George Margis opened the restaurant in 1918, and Steve Margis took over the business. Virginia Margis says, "I'm overwhelmed. I've been here for 99 years. If my husband was still here, we'd be here 100. Many customers have been eating at the restaurant for decades. The Coney Island also has served its share of celebrities, including Elvis Presley, band leader Lawrence Welk, and 1964 Republican presidential nominee Barry Goldwater. Virginia Margis said she's sought a buyer for 6 months who could continue the restaurant, but instead decided it's time to close. A new report from the USDA shows that urban-rural poverty gap continues to close.
Today, the gap is around 3 percentage points, around 16% rural poverty versus 13% urban poverty.
That's John Cromartie with the USDA's Economic Research Service. He says the gap has been slowly declining since 1960, when the Rural America at a Glance report was first published. At that time, 54 years ago, the gap between urban and rural poverty was 17%. Cromartie says while overall poverty rates declined slightly from last year, persistent rural poverty, or rural counties with 20% or more of their population who are poor for at least 30 years, continues to be very regional.
These persistently poor counties are located very much in the South. 85% of them are in the South for the rural counties. But rural poverty is also entrenched in parts of the Southwest and in the Northern Great Plains.
The report also found the rural population is shrinking for the first time. USDA credits fewer births, an aging population, and outmigration of young adults for the decline. Employment in rural areas since 2011 has increased modestly, with median incomes also increasing. The report says infrastructure investments like access to broadband and more public services could improve rural economies and the quality of life for residents. In Iowa, just under 36% of the state's residents live in rural areas. According to the most recent data from the USDA, the poverty rate in rural Iowa is 11.5% compared to 11.9% for the urban areas of the state. And Briarcliff University leaders have interviewed three finalists to become president of the Sioux City School. The Sioux City Journal reports the three include an executive vice president of the university, Rochelle Carstens. The two others are Thomas Knoth, dean of business and leadership at Viterbo University in La Crosse, and Timothy Lawrence, vice president of academic affairs at Providence University in Great Falls, Montana. It's unclear when one of them will be offered the post vacated by Hamid Shirvani. He announced his resignation July 26th, saying it was a result of a combination of family, personal, and professional considerations. Shirvani began his Briarcliff stay on June 1st of last year, replacing Bev Wharton, who led the private Sioux City College for some 15 years. The news was brought to you by the TV Store, your local retailer for Sony and Dish Network and TV and cell phone repair. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.